Hello, everybody. Welcome back to my podcast, Deidre World. I am back, okay? And I'm going to do another update on me because a lot have changed. And plus, I have a story to tell y'all. So, yes, I'm back all up in your building, okay? If you're walking or running, please be careful. Y'all already know what time it is. Go ahead and get your snack, get your tea, get your popcorn, and let's get ready for another amazing episode. Okay, I am back, you guys. Hello. So I feel like a lot have changed, so I want to give you guys another update. And I know you guys are probably like, girl, another update, really? What you got to tell us? So let me go ahead and get to it. So even though I just gave you guys a update on me, I want to go in because a lot have changed, okay? And I think the last time I was telling you guys about my personal life and my spiritual journey, but let me tell you, so much have happened. First of all, we just had a eclipse, a solar eclipse yesterday. So did you guys enjoy? Did you guys go out? I hope you guys were careful. I hope you guys wore your eclipse glasses if you wore them. I hope you guys had fun. I, unfortunately, in my city, I didn't really see much of it, but I did see a little bit of it. But yeah, it was pretty cool. I want to say this. The eclipse is a time for us to reflect and, you know, get rid of some things we didn't need. And I feel like for me, that's kind of what I did. I just kind of was meditating. I didn't have to go to a doctor appointment. I had to go to a follow-up actually yesterday, but it didn't really take that long. But I did reflect on my life. I meditated yesterday, and I also got rid of things I didn't need in my life. And I allowed myself to change. I allowed myself to change and grow. And when I tell you guys, I don't know, I just feel better. I'm glad that the eclipse is over because we can start back, you know, sort of kind of getting back into regular schedule, even though we're still somewhat in the eclipse season. It's still going to be hectic this month. If you know, you know. If you looked at the chart for this month, it is going to be hectic all month long. So kind of, you know, kind of understand that, kind of understand what people are going through. If I were you, I would just kind of lay low this month. If you're going to go on a vacation, that's fine, but just kind of stay to yourself, lay low this month because a lot is happening, and it is spring now, and I'm so excited. Oh my God, you guys, it is spring. Oh my God. So, let me give you guys the update on me. So, 2 months ago, yeah, a month and a half or 2 months ago, yeah. Oh my God. So, me and my best friend had, you know, we both decided to kind of take a break. I'll say that. The vocal fry is something serious. I am so sorry, you guys. The vocal fry today. Number one, I don't sound like myself because I have a cold. Number two, the vocal fry. This is kind of why I kind of stopped doing podcasts because my voice, yikes. So hopefully, pray for me as we continue on with this podcast. Anyways, so me and my friend decided to kind of take a little break. And I won't really say it's more so his fault. It is my fault. Because when you try to express your emotions in anger, it just does not work out right. And again, let me just tell y'all why. I'm just going to real quickly tell y'all why. I wasn't mad at him, but I just didn't understand it. And I was feeling some type of way. I'm just going to be honest. We were talking on the phone. And he was like, oh my God, yeah, I'm ready to see you. Like, I'm ready to hang out with you. But like, when he get to my city, I noticed he does not come and hang out with me. Sometimes he do, sometimes he don't. And then he only comes on Sundays when he leave. And I'm just like, So I just kind of start feeling some way about that. Feeling some type of way about that. Because it's already bad enough we really don't get to see each other like that. But then you come and see me when you leave. I don't know. Like, maybe it's just me. I don't know. Like, I'm not trying to be his girlfriend or anything like that. Like, I guess I should just shut up about it. I don't know. But, like, I kind of felt some type of way about it. And then on top of that, I was already mad that day. It was just so much going on. So it wasn't the right time for me to like start going over my feelings and start like talking to him. and telling him about how I was feeling, not just about that, but about a whole bunch of other stuff I won't get into on this podcast. And yeah, it just was not good. But you know, I really can't beat myself up about it too much because I've already done so much of that. I'm human. I make mistakes. So pretty much we're still best friends, but we just both decided to kind of like give each other some space to work things out. And I'm going to continue to be on my healing journey. But it was more so my fault, I guess. You know, I shouldn't really be mad at him about it. So yeah, so that's what happened. But you know, I feel like it was such a breakup moment. I feel like I broke up with him, even though we're just taking time out from each other. I don't know why. I just felt like it was more so like we broke up. Like, even though we're friends, I can't explain it. That's the feeling I got from it. And it was just so, like, in the beginning of last month, I was catching it. When I tell y'all, I was like, oh my God, how am I gonna get through this? Like, I was so emotional. I just kept crying. And I was like blaming myself, tearing myself down. It's my fault. Why did I have to do this? What, you know? But, you know, yikes. Like, we make mistakes. We're human. But, you know, at the end of the day, hopefully it'll all work out and we'll be fine. But, you know, that's really all I can say. And shout out to you if you're watching. You know who you are. I don't have to call your name. But, yeah, shout out to you. Still love you, you know. But it's like ever since then, you guys, for some odd reason, I had to get over the little hump, I will say, at the beginning of last month, because it was very, very, very difficult. Like I said, for some odd reason, it felt like it was a breakup. So once I got over that sad, emotional, crying hump, I started to feel better. And I started to heal, truly heal. Because let me tell y'all, let me say this. This needs to be said. When I first started healing, you know, a while back ago, I was like not healing. You know, I would tell people, oh yeah, I'm going to take a break from this. I'm going to take a break from that. And like, honestly, I was not putting in the work. I was not putting in the work. I was not doing what I needed to do to heal. I would just say, hey, I'm going on this healing journey, and didn't do shit, honestly. Quite frankly, I didn't do anything. Like, I just kind of, I don't know. I just said I was going to heal. I think what I did was probably research a video and, like, call it a day. That's what I did. But now this time I'm actually putting in the fucking work, and it's hard. Believe me, if you know, you know, it is hard. But if you really want to change and if you really want to heal, you have to put in that inner work. And I've been putting in the work, major. Like, when I tell you I've really been putting in the work, I'm doing so good this time, and I feel so much better knowing that, okay, bitch, this time you healing, bitch. Listen, we're not healing from no guy. You're healing for yourself. You know, we're not healing because we did this and that, and you know, we're not healing because we want the guy that we broke up with No, we're healing for us. We're putting in the work, and we're actually doing this for us, and that's all that matter. And again, in the beginning, and it's still hard now, but I would want to say in the beginning, it was so hard because I actually had to put in the work. And it feels, it's paying off. It's paying off. It's been like a whole month so far, and it's paying off already. And I just feel so good about myself, you know. And hopefully when we get back together, I can really explain how I truly feel and put things into better perspective. You know, and, you know, whenever that'll be, I'm not rushing it. But hopefully, you know, I can truly explain myself. And see, I want to say this. Childhood trauma has a lot to do with it. Expressing my emotions as a Virgo is not easy. It is not easy. And usually when I tend to express my emotions, I just end up crying. And, you know, just I don't know. It's just always a hot mess, honestly. And that's why I am taking out the time to actually heal and actually work on it. Work on myself and talk to myself. As you're healing, you have to learn to actually sit here and speak it out loud and really talk to yourself. And I know sometimes people say, oh, no, you're crazy. No, don't listen to people. You actually have to talk to yourself. That's the only way you got to get it done, okay? You have to talk to yourself, okay? And when it comes to my childhood trauma, I had to say, hey, something happened when you were a kid, but you cannot let that get in the way of life, okay? I know that that was not right. I know whatever happened was not right, but are you going to choose to just continue to step over stepping stones, or are you going to fucking deal with it? And I chose to deal with it and make things better for me, because I noticed a lot of people don't heal. They just keep it in the back of their mind, or they just, you know, they just try to forget it. Oh, I forgot it. And they try to pretend like things never happened. No, baby, you need to heal. You need to heal, because if you don't, especially if you got kids, you definitely need to heal. You do not want to pass on that trauma to your kid. Okay? You do not, trust me, you do not want to cause generational trauma to your kids. You do not want them to go through what you've been through. So that's why it is very important that we work on ourselves and that we heal ourselves, because that is very important. And I am so proud of myself, because it took me a long time to get here. And I've been through hell and back, and I know I don't look like it. I have a baby face. And so oftentimes when people see me, oh, Deidre, you look like a kid. You don't look like you're an adult. Like, you look like a kid. You look like a baby. So when they see me, they don't think that I'm an adult, but I am. And you know, life has been life in sometimes, but for some odd reason, I just always find a way out. Because of my trauma, I don't deal with emotions normally like other people. And then number two, I feel like this is a good thing, but I don't live in my emotions. You know, like when somebody's sad, like I said, even for example, even when me and my best friend decided to kind of, you know, give each other some time, even though I was sad for a while and I cried, I said, oh, hell no. I'm tired of being like this, you know? And even though I did kind of live in the emotion for a while, I got tired of that. Because usually when I'm sad, I hate it. I don't like to be sad. I want to be happy. I don't like the feeling of being sad. So I had to say, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. Baby. Get up. We got things to do. We got this to do. We got that to do. We got some healing work to do. We gotta work on ourselves. Let's get the shadow journal out. Let's work on ourselves. Because I don't like it's so icky feeling sad all the time. And it's draining. It truly is draining being sad all the time. Like I said, my ex-boyfriend, you guys already know this already if you listen to the podcast, he was one of those type of people where he was sad 24/7. 24/7. And I did not like that. Like, it affected me. When he's sad like that, when I was with him, it was affecting me, and I was sad. And see, I didn't know, in my previous podcast, I said, I didn't know that he was one of those type of people where he's like an energy vampire. You know, he was one of those type of people where he would drain you. For an example, when we first started talking, he would tell me all the bad things he's done and, you know, all this crazy stuff that he would lie and make up because he was a compulsive liar. And I would go, and I usually, girls would have broke up with him, but I stayed with him and I helped him with his trauma. And tell me why, every single time when we're done talking, he would feel 100% better. He would tell me, oh my God, thank you for talking to me, babe. I just feel so much better now. Tell me why I would feel sad. So during the whole time of me talking to him and uplifting him, he was taking my energy and he was draining me of his. Like he literally took my energy. Like he was draining me the whole time. And that's like I didn't know that. Like sometimes you gotta learn the hard way. And also while I'm on my spiritual journey, I've learned how I have this pure mother-like energy. I'm a very nurturing person in general, but my energy is so fucking nurturing. Like that's why people really love me, even though I'm not, like, I'm an introvert, so I don't really be around a lot of people. But people genuinely usually love me because I have like this motherly like energy. And you gotta be careful of that too, again, because people sometimes will be obsessed with you. I've had stories where like guys and girls would want to be with me because I'm so high vibrational and my energy is so motherly. Like, you know, guys will want to be with me. Like I said, even women, like it's crazy. Like you got to be careful out here. This is why you have to protect yourself with your crystal necklace. Oh my God. With your crystal necklaces. And you know, you have to protect yourself. I do my protective meditation. Yeah. You got to protect your energy because people are crazy. But you know, at the end of the day, what I was trying to say was, I'm actually doing so good right now on my healing journey. And I feel like usually when me and my best friend take our breaks or take space from each other, we kind of don't say it. It just kind of happened. Like we kind of just both like don't call or talk to each other. And then we'll come back naturally. But because of what happened and the reason why we took our space, maybe I feel like maybe it was probably for the best. Who knows? I don't know. But I just wanted to say this. Like, I will always love him. Like, that's like, he's like my best friend. But again, because I'm on my spiritual journey, I've learned like maybe this had to happen so I can heal. Because I wasn't putting in the work like I should, this is my time. You know, this is my time to do it. And I feel so good about it. So that is the update on that part of what happened. So another thing I want to say is I saw one of my old friends, and I noticed how she moved out of town. I'm so happy for her, even though we're not talking. I'm just so happy for her because I see a lot of people moving from out of their hometown, and I see all of my friends moving from our city, and I'm so happy for everybody. I have not yet to move. I'm still here, but I want to say I see the potential in my city, and I am such a manifester. Okay, let's get into that, because I manifest all types of stuff, and no, not everything come true, and I don't get everything, but a lot of things do. That's because I'm really good at what I do, and I'm still kind of new. But when it comes to me manifesting, I don't like to worry about it. I don't talk about it every day. I don't hope. Like, I just know when I manifest, whatever it is, I know I have it. It's already here. It's already mine. I don't have to continue to worry about it. Once I manifest about something, I'm done. Unless it doesn't come true, or unless I feel it, like, unless I feel like I need to do it over and again, I will. But usually, I just do it one time, and I'm like, okay, boom. We got it. It's here. And let me just say this. Sometimes, not even manifesting, sometimes I'll say, oh, I want to go to this store or that store, but I don't really have the money. I kid you not, the other day, I said, I haven't been in Five and Below in a while. And I kid you not, 2 days later, I was in Five and Below. Mind you, I didn't have any spending money because I'm trying to save, but my sister ended up giving me $40 and my mom ended up giving me $20, literally right before I went to Five and Below. That's crazy. Like, things just happen. When you know that things are gonna happen for the greater, it happens. Like, everything is energy. So the way that you think actually matters. Like, when you think, okay, you know, you have to speak life into everything you do. So for me, I say, universe, show me it can get better. Show me how good it can get in my life. And I kid you not, ever since I said that, so many good things have been coming. And also, I'm speaking into existence. I am speaking into existence. I have trouble saying words. But anyways, the tongue is powerful. That's what I say, be careful what you say, but if you say it right, it can manifest into your life. Okay? So, another thing that has been helping me is meditating. And also, I do every single day, every time I wake up in the morning, I do my journal. I like to journal. And I also like to say three things I'm grateful for, and I write it down. So that's been helping. Oh my God, what is the word? Oh my God, I literally do not know. I know it, but like, I'm dyslexic, so sometimes I just forget things. But the word, oh my God, when you say it over and over again, I forgot the word. But you know, and I've been doing that every day. I'm like, oh my God, I'm grateful. I'm so grateful for this. I'm so grateful that I can take a sip of water. Every day. I'm so grateful that I can lay in my bed. I'm like, if you constantly keep saying that, good things will happen to you. It's kind of hard at first, but you have to train the mind. You have to train the mind. And once you train your mind, you just instantly do it. It's something that it's going to instantly happen for you. So I have changed tremendously. Like, if you go look at some of my old episodes, child, what was I talking about? I don't know. I cannot tell you. But I have changed so much, and I'm proud. I am proud of the woman I am becoming. And let me just say, I am turning 30 soon in August. And when I was younger, I was like, I don't want to turn 30. But I'm actually ready. I'm ready to turn over a new leaf and to start a new chapter. I'm ready to be more independent, to be more of a woman. Because sometimes I don't feel like a woman. I mean, it's bad enough I don't look like one, but sometimes I don't feel like it. But I have gave myself so many responsibilities and so many things to do that now it's starting to come in now. I've been rambling for a while, but all I'm gonna say is this. I feel like everybody deserves to go on their spiritual journey, because I was lost for so many years. I did not know what I was gonna do with my life. I just feel like a lost soul. And now I feel like I matter, and I actually feel so powerful. Like, I feel like I can do and conquer anything. Like, it sounds crazy, especially to normal people who are still asleep, but if you know, you know. Like, I just feel amazing, and I haven't felt like this ever. Ever. So my main focus is to just continue to find myself as a woman, continue to know and love myself, continue to heal, continue to go on my spiritual journey, because I'm still learning, you know. Healing obviously takes time. I'm on so many journeys. I'm on my healing journey, my spiritual journey, and healing myself from my childhood trauma. So because of all of that, it's kind of been hectic, but I feel like it's kind of all into one too. I noticed that I'm doing different things every day, meditating. I'm also in the midst of trying to find a hobby. Because I kind of get bored easily with doing the same things, and I feel like I've just been learning lately that I just need a hobby, because I just need something that can also help me, you know. And I am, you know, just looking for different things. I'm doing some of my research, trying to find things in the city to do, you know, because there's nothing wrong with finding a hobby, especially like when your life is just a little bit hectic like mine's. You need something that kind of like gets you in the mood to do something. You need something to motivate you, and I feel like a hobby is perfect. Just finding something you can do. And I have multiple things I love to do. Like, I love to paint, even though I know I'm not really good at it. It's something that relaxes me, and I love to paint. I also want to get into pottery. That's another hobby I kind of want to get into, even though I'm still new at it. I do like that I can go into a pottery class and just make whatever I want to make. So yeah, I'm definitely looking to find some different things just to level up my life, because so far, you know, on all of these journeys and learning and doing all of this, like, it can get hectic, and I need something to, you know, balance it out. You know, I need a hobby just to balance it all out and make things, you know, work a lot smoothly, if that makes sense. So, you know, at the end of the day, I just, I'm changing tremendously so much, and like, it feels good. It feels good to just step in your power, and that's how I want other people to feel. But I will say this, when it comes to my family, I notice, I just see a change in me. And like, I saw on TikTok the other day, you cannot, no matter how bad you want to, you cannot help your family. Because there's a lot of people who are like me that's spiritual and want their family to experience this. It feels good. And, you know, it feels good to be here, you know. And you want to help out people, but you learn to just, you can't. You learn to just not help them in a way. And that's kind of what I had to go through. Because I never forget when I first got on my spiritual journey and I started to talk to my mom, and I was like, Mom, like, I feel amazing, like, I'm learning this and I'm learning that. And I felt my spirit guide say, be quiet. And I was like, huh? Like, I just, that's when I started getting downloads, and my spirit guide was like, be quiet. And I was like, what are you, like, what? No, I'm gonna tell my mom. Like, my mom needs to know. Like, it's crazy, what do you mean? And then when I started talking to her and she started ignoring me, and that's when I was like, oh, that is right. You're right. And then that's what my spirit guide said. You're talking to deaf ears. They're not going to hear you because they don't understand you, you know? And so that's when I realized, okay, yeah, I got to go through this journey all by myself. I don't have somebody I can, you know, I'm such a loner, you guys. Oh my God. Like, it's ridiculous. I'm alone all the fucking time. Like, I don't know if anybody else can relate, but I am alone all the time. Like, I'm just by myself all the time, and believe me, it gets boring, and it gets, you know, I guess because I'm on my healing journey, I feel like it is best right now to be alone. But I've been alone, and I guess, you know, it's just something we gotta go through, especially chosen ones like me. Honey, I've been through so much. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, still currently going through things, you know? If you don't follow me on TikTok or Instagram, you don't know what happened. But my jaw is crooked. Like, if it sounds weird to you, trust me, it sounds weird to me. But my jaw ended up being crooked, so I may have to get braces, or probably even jaw surgery, which, yikes. Have you saw the video on jaw surgery? Yikes. Yikes. But I really hope I don't have to get jaw surgery, because, yikes, that's gonna hurt. But because of my misaligned or crooked jaw, I don't know which one yet, my facial expressions have been so weird, y'all. I got to the point where I'm like, oh my God, I'm tired of going through it. But if you're the chosen one, you know only the strongest survive. But what I was saying was my jaw misalignment here is causing weird facial expressions. Like, when I smile, you can see the whole, like, inside of my mouth, like my gums, you can see it all. It's kind of like a gummy smile, but like, you can see like everything. When I cry, my face is so funny. Like, I have the most weirdest facial expressions. I really can't explain it. But that's because of the misalignment in my jaw. That's what's causing it. And I just wanted to be fixed. I'm about to turn 30 in August, and I hope that we can do something, because that's gonna make me super nervous, and I'm gonna cry if it's not fixed before then. That's why I'm trying to really go and get on it, and hopefully we can do something about it. But I really hope I don't have jaw surgery. Like, my pain tolerance is low. But anyways, like I said, only the strongest survive, honey. Because, whoa, being a chosen one is not easy. It is not easy. As you can see, I don't have anybody. I'm by myself. Like, going through all these things by myself. I'm legally blind. I'm dyslexic. I have hip pain. I can't even walk without 20 minutes of being in pain. Like, I go through so much on the daily basis, but yet here I am on a podcast telling people to not give up. because life sometimes is worth fighting for, and I hope that you guys understand that life is really, really, really worth fighting for. With that being said, I love you guys. It doesn't matter if I don't know you, I still love you, and I hope that you at least take something out of this podcast, and I hope that it inspires you to just keep going, or whether it's to heal, whether it's to, you know, whatever it is, I just hope that you continue to just apply something from this podcast in your life and learn from it, because that's all I want from people. You know, I'm not perfect, but I want people to learn something from this podcast. With that being said, thank you guys for listening. I know my voice sounds horrible because I have a cold and the vocal fry, yikes, but I still hope you guys enjoyed it, and yeah, I'll see you next time. Bye.